Rashi ala Torah, Parashat Vayakhel Aliyat Rishon. The Parashat starts off with Moshe gathering the Jewish people together, and he wants to talk to them about Melechet HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan that is going to ensue, and all of the details that come with it. But right before he gets into that discussion, he tells them about Shabbat. He says, Sheshet Yamim Te'aseh Melacha, U'Bayom HaShevi'i Yehiyeh Lachem Kodesh. 6 days you should work. On the seventh day, you should not work. It should be a day of rest, a day of holiness. Shabbat Shabbaton Ladonai. Kol ha'oseh bo melacha yumat. Anybody who does any work should be put to death. Rashi comments over here, and he says, Sheshet yamim, on the 6 days you should work. Hikdim lahem azharat Shabbat lesivui melechet ha'mishkan. Says Rashi, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the Jewish people to talk about the Mishkan, he threw in a detail over here, warning them about the Shabbat, before he got into the commandments about how to build the Mishkan, in order to tell them, she'eno doha et ha-Shabbat, that the building of the Mishkan does not push away the command about Shabbat, which is telling them they're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. Hashem here is telling them, through Moshe Rabbeinu, that they're not allowed to work on the Mishkan on Shabbat itself. But the question becomes, why would they think they would be allowed to work on the Mishkan on Shabbat? The Maskil David phrases the question in a way where he says, we know generally, we have a klal, aseh is not dohe lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. You have a command that's a positive commandment. It doesn't push away a positive and a negative commandment at once. And we know the command to build the Mishkan is a positive commandment. The command to follow Shabbat is both a lo ta'aseh and an aseh, a positive and negative commandment. So what's the need for this pasuk to come teach me the chidush that I can't build on the Mishkan? Shouldn't it be obvious, just like the rest of Torah, that I can't build on Shabbat? And he answers that it's possible that if we didn't have this pasuk, we would think that since the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, is lesorech avodah, is for the purposes of one day bringing the korbanot, and the korbanot themselves are allowed, like we learn out, that they're allowed to be sacrificed on Shabbat. So maybe one would think that this is considered to be part of the building of the building of the Mishkan is part of korbanot, part of the world of avodah, and therefore it would be allowed. Kamash malan, Talmud lomar, the fact we need this pasuk comes to tell me it's not part of the world of avodah. The Meshech Chochmah elaborates on this, and he gets into a little bit more the world of Pnimiyut HaTorah, where he says the purpose of Shabbat, we have to first establish, is Sheshet Yamim. 6 days Hashem created the world, and on the seventh day Hashem rested, so therefore we do not do any melacha. It's that remembrance that Hashem created the world. The point of the Mishkan is the Hashra'at HaShechinah, the divine presence resting in the world. And that's why korbanot are allowed as well, because they continue that theme of Shabbat. Shabbat itself is the fact that Hashem created the world. The korbanot and all of the service in the Mishkan is that Hashem is continuing to rest in the world. That's why when it comes to the korbanot, we allow that on Shabbat, because it's part of that theme, as opposed to regular melacha. Regular melacha, which is not part of that theme, not helping in supporting the theme of Hashem created the world and He continues to dwell within it, is not allowed on Shabbat because that pushes away at that theme. Again, the Hashra'at HaShechinah, the Korbanot, though, is allowed. The building of the Mishkan, one would think, is part of that within the world of the Meshech Chochmah. Building of the Mishkan is also, you would think, part of the world of Hashra'at HaShechinah comes to teach this pasuk. No, the only understanding of Hashra'at HaShechinah, the dwelling of the Shechinah in the world, which continues the theme of Shabbat, is only once the Mishkan is already built and the service is being done. But the building of the Mishkan itself does not fit that bill. He goes on to explain also that there was a paradigm shift post Chet Ha'Egel, after the sin of the golden calf. In Parashat Ki Tisa, last week's parasha, we see that the Mishkan was brought and mentioned before Shabbat. So that sort of undoes what we're saying over here. The whole point of what we're saying over here in Parashat Vayakhel is that Shabbat was mentioned before the commandments about the Mishkan in order to teach you, you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbat. But in Parashat Ki Tisa, we see the inverse. We see the Mishkan is mentioned before the Shabbat. So says the Meshech Chochmah, it must be that pre-Het HaEgel, the Jewish people were allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat, and only here post-Het HaEgel are the Jewish people not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat. And the reason being is there was a certain rihuk. The Shekhinah before Het HaEgel dwelled amongst the Jewish people. And therefore everything that they did, all the actions and every mitzvah that they did, had some sort of Hashtata Shekhinah. And therefore, even the building of the Mishkan would have been allowed on Shabbat because it would have been an expression of Hashta'at HaShekhinah. Because the Shekhinah dwelled amongst the Jewish people. So everything that they did was an expression of the Divine Presence. But after Het HaEgel, where, like we said, there was a Rihuk, there was a distancing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Jewish people, and the Divine Presence didn't rest amongst them anymore, but it rested more amongst the Mishkan itself and the Shabbat, that took precedence. All types of actions of the Jewish people were not automatically expressions of Hashrat HaShekhinah, and therefore they were not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbat, because the Shekhinah doesn't rest in the Mishkan until it's already built. It's not automatically involved in all of the actions of the Jewish people anymore, and that's why we need this Pasuk to teach us that post-Het HaEgel, the building of the Mishkan is not allowed on Shabbat.